is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
My name is Cassie Suttles, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's the second weekend of round two of the Shelby County League boys schedule. Anna versus Fairlawn here at the Jets gym. Anna 8-5 on the year, 5-2 in league play. Fairlawn 7-5 on the season, 3-4 in Shelby County League action. A very important league game tonight, especially for Anna, which tries to keep pace with Rushi and Jackson Center, tied atop the standings with one loss each. Anna coming off a two-game split last weekend, edging Botkins on the road thanks to a Cody Flesher game-winning 10-footer with 5 seconds to go. St. Henry knocked off the Rockets last Saturday, 58-54, in a non-league tilt 24 hours after Anna defeated Botkins. Jackson Center Tigers, a club beaten by Anna in a game we cover here on ScoresBroadcast.com. back on January 2nd, 54-43. Anna with a complete performance that night. Blake Stevens had 14 points. Kane Luthman, 11 in that game. Carter Uhlskamp added 11. Anna with total team defense in defeating Jackson Center rather easily by 11 points. Certainly Anna will need that kind of game here tonight to defeat Fairlawn, a club which knocked off Anna earlier in the season at the Anna Rockets gym. This Fairlawn team is coming off a real tough luck setback at the hands of Rushi last Friday in a game we covered right here on scorersbroadcast.com. It was a double overtime defeat, the second suffered here at home by Fairlawn in league play this season, having been nipped earlier by Jackson Center in two extra periods. Nate Lessing continues to pave the way, of course, for the Fairlawn Jets. 34 points a game in the last 3 weeks, 28 a game on the season. Fairlawn very capable of winning this game tonight. Jets can beat just about anyone on their schedule, Chuck, especially if Nate Lessing gets a little bit of support, a scoring help from his teammates.
Well, last week he got in foul trouble, picked up too early in the game and couldn't play his game. He's a very aggressive offensive player, likes to go to the basket. In the second half, when he could go and do what he liked to do, he had 28 points, and he was the difference in the basketball game, then getting it into double overtime. I think Anna's got the most talent of anybody in the league, from top to bottom.
Yep.
I think that they throw out the best group of young men, and it's time for them to really step up and show that. They could win this league if they continue to win games. Lessing's going to have a little bit of a problem tonight. He's going to have to maybe shoot the ball from outside a little bit more because they're long. They got a lot of tall kids, and the way Nate likes to get to the rim, Anna's going to have to put a hand up and make sure he doesn't get good looks at the rim and try not to send him to the free throw line because he is automatic from there.
And yeah, by the same token, as you alluded, Lessing's got to stay out of foul trouble. He needs probably a 31 minutes out of 32 on the floor tonight for Fairlawn to defeat Anna. These two teams play this year marked somewhat by inconsistency, i.e. Anna last weekend, fine win in the league away from home against Botkins, and then the Rockets stubbed their toe the next night back at Anna, losing to St. Henry. Blake Stevens had 24 that night. Kane Luthman, 16. But only four men dented the scoring column. Anna needs a balanced game tonight. Fairlawn doesn't need double digits from anybody but Lessing, but certainly Fairlawn needs a couple players like Aaron Hammond to chip in with maybe 8 or 9 to aid the Jets' cause.
Yeah, and I think even maybe more important than their scoring is them playing defense, because Anna is a big team. They're an athletic team, and if you allow them to run the floor and if you allow them to get second and third attempts at the basket because of their size, you're going to be in for a long night.
The Fairlawn Jets with a mark of 7-5 on the season so far. Wins in December over Anna, as we noted, Bradford, Houston, Newton. Been a fine three-game win streak the last week of December against Botkins, a very strong Delphus Jefferson team, and Hardin Northern. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets, having lost to St. Henry on January 9th last Saturday, won two in a row prior to that setback, dropped a couple in a row to Versailles and Miami East in the Versailles Holiday Tourney. But from December 12th through the 26th, Anna won 5 straight. So Anna's been up and down, Fairlawn a little up and down. These two teams beginning to hit their stride. Each team, Chuck, with the prospects to make a pretty good tourney run. Each will need a break to do it. But both clubs can score the basketball. Each team can play very good defense. I think consistency is important, as we noted. Bench play, too. How about Anna? Rockets getting some firepower from its substitutes on the bench so far this year.
Well, I'll tell you, the one we've been most impressed with is Nate Frilling. Yep. That young man has come off the bench in the games that we've seen, and he was the spark against Jackson Center in what some people probably looked at as an upset, but I really don't. I think Anna is as talented or more talented than anybody else in the league.
It is really unusual how things go, especially in the Shelby County League, basketball in general at the high school level. This Fairlawn team now owns three consecutive wins over Hannah, spanning the last year and a half. Sometimes it's matchups. Who knows what it is? But right now, Fairlawn's got a little bit of a hex going on against the green and white.
Well, I'm sure that that they talked about that at Anna. I mean, I'm sure they talked about it at Fairlawn, too, telling them, hey, we own these guys. Just continue to play like you have been. But Coach Barhorst, I promise you, has talked to them about the three straight losses. And if they want to have any shot at being in the race at the end, they need to win this game tonight.
Yeah, exactly. The Fairlawn Jets have dropped here at home games to Fort Loramie, Rushi, and also Jackson Center, of course, those last two against the Raiders and Tigers, both of them double overtime tilts. Doesn't get any more difficult than that when you drop two games in a row in the league, each of them double OT, and both here at the Fairlawn Gym.
Well, that does make it tough, especially when you play, when you lose them at home like that. And probably the worst loss they have there is Loramie, who really hasn't been playing real good basketball. That's a game that they would, I'm sure, love to have back.
So this game tonight will really test the resiliency of this Fairlawn team. Justin Tidwell, head coach for the Jets, he's done a fine job, as has Nate Barhorst, the mentor of the Anna program. Those two head coaches go at it here tonight. Again, Fairlawn hasn't lost to Anna for four games. You've got to go back two full seasons to find Anna's last victory over the Jets. Earlier in the year, Anna was nipped by Fairlawn 51-48. Fairlawn got the lead midway first quarter and was never headed in that game. It was an 11-point contest, 32-21 at the halftime break. Fairlawn was still up six after three and finished off Anna 51-48. Nate Lessing had 24 points in that game, 7 of 8 at the free throw line. He had 1 3-pointer. Aaron Hammond really spurred on Fairlawn in the meeting with the Anna Rockets at the outset of the year. He drained a couple of big three balls.
He is the one that I think that if he really rounds in, he's a senior, and last year as a junior, I thought he was an outstanding player. This year, we've not seen him really get off. Now, he did a pretty good job against Rushi last week,
yep.
Starting to shoot the ball, but they need that young man to contribute, and I would disagree with you a little bit. I think they need him in double figures tonight.
Yeah, maybe so. All depends on whether or not this game gets to 60. If it does, you're right. Hammond's got to get a dozen points. If it stays down around 50, maybe not. Anna missed the front ends of 2 1-and-1s late in the fourth quarter in that first meeting against the Fairlawn Jets. Those were crucial. In fact, Anna was only 5 of 10 in the second half shooting fouls. Actually, 5 for at least a dozen when you consider that the two front ends of 1-and-1s were blown. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets hit fouls very well down the stretch of that game. Cody Fletcher led Anna with 18. There's that size that you pointed out, Chuck. 6'6", Cody Fletcher, 18 big ones. First time around against the Fairlawn Jets. Will be interesting to see how the home team defends the 6'6 Fletcher here tonight.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things you look at. It's one of the things that Coach Barhorst has to look at is he's got a lot of scorers out there. And sometimes, you know, first you got to find the hot guy and let him be the one you're running plays for. But you also got to try to keep everybody happy. And sometimes that's not an easy thing to do.
How about the game Carter Huelskamp turned in against Jackson Center when the Rockets beat the Tigers a couple weeks ago? Carter Huelskamp was the quarterback. He ran the show, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, he is the athlete on the floor. I mean, he's not a fabulous basketball player, but what he is an athlete that can shoot it if you allow him to set his feet. But he will go get every loose ball. He'll go get rebounds. He plays outstanding defense, and he'll score on you on the inside. I mean, he's just a strong kid.
Should be an exciting game here at Fairlawn tonight. It'll be raucous. It'll be noisy as that Jets pep band is thumping the drums across the way. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Starting lineups, opening tip up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Welcome back to Fairlawn High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Seconds away from the start of this game tonight between the visiting Anna Rockets and the home standing Fairlawn Jets, who are being introduced momentarily. In fact, about 150 students or so have come out of the stands here at Fairlawn. They've lined up on the other side of the floor, and they will tap the fists of the Fairlawn Jets starters as they go one by one down that long line. Nathan Lessing, 28 points a game, 6'3 junior, starts for Fairlawn. Nick Brodigan at a wing, a 6'2 junior. Cody Kirtner, a 6'1 junior, at a wing. Aaron Hammond, 7 points a game, starts, a 6'1 senior. And the fifth starter, Drew Brodigan, a 6'3 sophomore. It was Brodigan's short jumper in the lane, Chuck, at the end of regulation that rolled around, 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 and off. It didn't go in. It would have beaten Rushi by a bucket
in regulation.
Yeah. Yep. As it turned out, it went to overtime, and the Raiders won it.
Well, I got here just towards the end of the freshman game, and the ball was still up on the rim. That's how long it's been on there.
Starting 5 for the Anna Rockets is as follows. Wyatt Nesmith at guard, sophomore, 7 points a game, 6'1". Carter Uelskamp joins him, senior, 10 points a game, 6-1. Kane Luthman, Blake Stevens, each at 13 a game, both 6-4 seniors on the front line, along with Cody Flesher at 10 per outing, 6-6, 2-10, and a 12th grader. At midcourt, Stevens set to jump up against Lessing. Fairlawn going from right to left and a left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. And Fairlawn gets the opening tap to start the contest. Lessing, head of the key, goes to the left to Kirtner. Anna in a zone, it appears, right, Chuck?
Well, I need to see a cutter first. I think so, though.
Hammond outside the arc on the right, gives it up to Kirtner. Deep left corner, long, high-arching three ball. Swish, a long one. Cody Kirtner drains it. A skyscraper. It was tall. It came right down through the bottom of the well. Fairlawn off to a good beginning. Up 3-0. Having knocked off the Anna Rockets three straight times over the past couple of seasons. 45 seconds gone. Anna with the ball. First possession. Stevens on the arc. Lobs to Luthman deep in the right corner. Here's a bad pass ahead of the key. It rolls into backcourt. Violation, Anna. Fairlawn ball. Zone defense by Anna to start, testing the outside jump shooting ability of the Fairlawn Jets. And it's going to be incumbent upon Nick Brodigam, Aaron Hammond, and Cody Kirker, who's also, or I should say, who's already pumped one in, to continue to make shots to help Nate Lessing. Here's a pass down inside to Drew Brodigam of Fairlawn, entered from the right corner by Hammond. Good defense by Anna, tying up Drew, who staggered just a little bit. He's called for walking.
Yeah, they're in a 3-2 at this point.
Here is Anna in backcourt. Benzman over the timeline, picked up by Kirtner. Spin move, head of the key. Goes to Stevens on top, whips it into the lane to Flesher. Flesher turning, awkward jumper, good foul against Drew Brodigam. Count it, plus one. Boy, did Flesher ever stay with it on that shot.
And he turned to the, he's left-handed, he turned to the right that time. That's how he picked up the foul.
3-2, Fairlawn, shot to Flesher, up and good. Tied up at three. A three-pointer behind the arc for Fairlawn, 3 points for Anna, the old school way. Anna pumped in 13 free throws and 14 attempts last Saturday versus St. Henry. Here is midcourt pressure by Anna, and the Rockets knock it away. Here's a driving shot by Stevens, and it's poked free by Fairlawn. Two-on-two break, Lessing into the lane. Short shot from 5 feet for the Jets, no good, in and out. Rebound is thumped out of bounds by Anna. 6:19 to go in the first. We're tied at three. Baseline right of the basket. Trigger man is Hammond. Into the corner, Drew Brodigam. High left, it goes to Nick. Down inside to Lessing. Might have gotten away with a walk. Little stutter step against Flesher. Laid it up and in.
Did a good job of going up against a much taller Flesher.
5-3, Fairlawn up a bucket. Here is Stevens on the arc. Dribble drive into the top of the key. A step behind the foul line. Banked in a shot from 17.
The bank is open.
Wow. He didn't mean to. He threw it up there hard. But he got a nice kiss off the window. We're tied up at five. Fairlawn quickly trying to whip pressure. Here's a pass on the arc from Kirtner to Drew Brodigam down the lane. A short runner hit the back iron and fell in. 7-5. Fairlawn in the lead. As Anna brings it up, here's a shove off. 20 feet from the basket against the Jets.
So far, Lessing is not having a problem taking the ball in against Flesher. I mean, that's two in a row where he's got over top of him.
You're right. Foul just committed by the Jets. I think it went against Nick Brodigam.
Yep.
Over guarding, well out of the floor. Anna down by 2-7-5. Inbounds to Stevens, 25 feet away. Hop, step, and a jump in the lane. Here's a leaner over Lessing. Hit the rim twice, no good. Real big-time scramble for the rebound on the inside, and Kirtner comes out of there with it. Blazes a trail down the floor for Fairlawn. Gives it up to Lessing deep in the left corner. Luthman comes out to check him. Now Anna falls back into the zone. Right side of the floor, Kirtner to Hammond. On top, Nick Brodigam. At the top of the zone is the tall, lanky 6'4 Stevens. Hammond goes into the lane to Drew Brodigam. Squares up, doesn't shoot. Now on the arc to Nick. Skip pass, right corner, Kirtner. Sizes up a three ball, and he drains it. A long one by Kirtner. His second triple in this game. 10-5 in favor of Fairlawn. 3 minutes, 20 seconds gone, first quarter. Bensman dribbles through traffic for Anna. Goes right side to Stevens. Gets a screen from Luthman. Gives it to Kane, deep in the right corner. On top to Flesher, around the top of the circle to Huelskamp. Picked up by Nick Brodigham. Little give and go to Flesher. He catches one on the left and throws his shoulder into Hammond. It's an offensive foul.
Well, the Golden Globes were just on, and I think Hammond would have gotten one.
How many Emmys?
I don't know about Emmys, because this isn't TV.
4 minutes, 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Fairlawn up five. Hammond trapped at midcourt, gets the ball away to Nick Brodigham. He dives into the lane, fumbled it. Blessing picked it up. Twisting move all the way to the cup. It's good. Blessing for a deuce. Fairlawn's on a roll. Anna needs a timeout, down seven. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. On scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
You'd better use Goffney Furniture for the best furniture around. Goffney, low prices, high quality, plus a design center and room planning service available for your convenience. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Anna throwing it in play. Stevens gets a screen straight on. Three-pointer, bottom of the net. He's got it. A long two-pointer and a triple so far in this game for Stevens. 12-8. Fairlawn, seven-point lead. Slice to four. Hammond outside the arc on the right for the Jets. 3:20 left to go, first period. Now Lessing at the Fairlawn Jets logo near midcourt. He motions with the left hand. Nearly double dribbled. Gives it up outside the arc on the right to Kirtner, and away from the ball, down in the paint. We've got a push-off against Anna.
Anna's changed up. They came out of that timeout playing man-to-man defensively. I think that's a good move.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. We've got a halftime score for you. Sydney, Troy, boys action, 27-10, Sydney.
Nothing shocking about that.
That's a high school football score.
Maybe the 27. Maybe it should be 57-10.
Hammond outside the arc of the left. Pass for a cutter in the lane. Picked off by Stevens of Anna. Bounce pass ahead to Luthman. Oh, like a locomotive down the floor. Luthman missed it. He darted into the lane, rolled it off the iron. Fairlawn the other way. Reverse layup. Lessing got it. And it's 14-8 in favor of Fairlawn. Anna missed a breakaway at one end. Going lickety-split. Lessing came back the other way for the Jets, and he capitalized. Six-point lead, Fairlawn. 2:25 to go, first quarter. Stevens outside the arc, goes to Luthman, baseline right. Oh, a nice fake around Hammond, pulls up and buries the 15-footer. 14-10, Jets up four. Good Shelby County League boys game underway here tonight. Outside the arc, Nick Brodigham steers into the right corner, circles to the head of the key, gives it up to Hammond, guarded by Luthman. Hammond, crossover dribble, now to Lessing, 30 feet out. Lessing hangs onto the ball, looks, a minute 50 to go in the first period. Deep right corner, it is Nick Brodigham. Kirkner's been the hot man outside so far for the Jets. He's got two triples. Here is Huelskamp trying to rip it away from Nick Brodigham. Almost does so. It rolls to midcourt, out of bounds, back to Fairlawn.
Anna's points have all come from their big men, and Luthman, Stevens, and Flesher. But only one of those baskets came in the paint. Everything else has been outside.
That's
so.
A good observation, Chuck. You're right. Fairlawn has closed off the middle of the lane to the taller Anna team thus far in this game. And the Jets have gotten a few hoops down inside.
Yeah, Lessing, and that's where he loves to live.
Oh, he's got great spring in those legs of his. Logan DeMarcus now on the floor for the Fairlawn Jets. DeMarcus in there, a 6'3 senior, averaging 4 points a game. Drew Brodigham, 25 feet away, starts a drive against Luthman, weaves it on the play to Kirtner. Kirtner pulls up back of the foul stripe, no good off the flange. Long rebound to DeMarcus. In the game now, Keyshawn Johnson, the 5'11 junior for Fairlawn, the transfer in from Sydney, who sat out the first 11 games. Fairlawn with a drive, baseline left, defensive foul, Anna. Not getting over in time with Stevens, and that's foul number two.
Yeah, he picked up his second. He's had a nice start offensively.
14-10, Fairlawn up four. Ball inbound to DeMarcus, left corner. Here's a step back triple in the air. Swish, he's got it. Pretty looking shot by Logan DeMarcus. And how about the Jets? Two threes already in this game from people other than Lessing. Here's the ball thrown to Flesher in the lane for Anna. Deals it to Yulskamp, cutting. It hit his shoulder, bounded away. Fairlawn scooped it up. Lessing, he goes down the floor in a hurry, scampering. Knocked free by Anna. Here come the Rockets, 3-on-2. Frilling on the dead run. Laid it up short, but a foul on the shot or on the rebound. Let's see what will develop. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Down 7 again, 17-10. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. On the floor now for the Anna Rockets is Joel Cathcart, 6'3 sophomore, who was saved some quarters of action for the varsity game as a result of limited play in the JV contest.
Kid's going to be a scorer as his career unfolds.
Yep, he is a fine-looking soft for the Anna Rockets. He'll inbound here with Anna down 7. Low on the right to Yulskamp. Double team. Finds the open player. Other side of the lane, it's Flesher. A little looper from 5 feet. Got it. Good vision by Anna. The assist to Flesher for the deuce. 17-12 in favor of Fairlawn. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Johnson headed the key for Fairlawn. Spin move around Benzman. Then he's closed off in the lane. Flips it back out to Drew Brodigham. 24 seconds to go first quarter. Now Johnson fakes right, goes left. Into the lane, doesn't shoot. Bounce pass to Marcus on the arc. Right back to Lessing, 20 feet away with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lessing retreats to midcourt. Let's see if the Jets clear out for a drive for Lessing. There he goes. Foul line into the key. Banks it up on the run, around, around, and in. A second left. Here's a long shot by Cathcart. Off the backboard, no good. Lessing with a stellar play. Wow, what a way to finish the first quarter for Fairlawn, which is up 19-12 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We launch play here in the second quarter. Anna trails Fairlawn 19-12. 10 seconds gone. Here's Frilling on the arc with the ball for Anna. Frilling, a 6'2" junior. Popular sub for head coach Nate Barhorst. He's played well off the bench. Here's Anna throwing the ball down below the backboard. It's bobbled. It goes out of bounds to the Jets. Fairlawn's had a couple 7-point leads. Actually experiencing its third 7-point cushion right now, having led 12-5 and 17-10, now 19-12. Here's Lessing across the timeline. And he angles off to the left, gets a screen from a teammate who's not stationary. That's a foul.
Yeah, they called that one on Drew Brodigan.
And that's number two on him. Inside player, Jets can ill afford to lose. 7.5 to go, second quarter. 19-12, Jets in the lead. Midcourt, Hulskamp flips a pass to Frilling, 25 feet away on the right. Frilling, left-hand dribble, rotates Hulskamp. Deep left corner, Johnson all over him. Hulskamp's bottled up, goes to Flesher, mid-post, back to Hulskamp. Falls down on the arc, goes to one knee, continues to dribble. Cross-court to Benjamin, lost it, picked off by Fairlawn. Here's a quick three-on-two break down the floor. A drive, but Johnson, no. But he's tagged on the arm, and he's got two. Yep, those live ball turnovers, Chuck, will hurt you. And as a result of that mistake by Anna, a couple free throws coming here for Johnson.
I guarantee you that when you turn the ball over, Fairlawn is going the other way as quickly as they can.
Yep, like thoroughbreds, they'll gallop the length of the floor. Free throw by Johnson, no good. Hit the back brace. 7:08 to go, first half. 7-point lead, Fairlawn. Second shot by Johnson. Clangs off the iron, rebound down to Luthman of Anna. Backcourt to Hulskamp. Stevens has sat down with two fouls for Anna. Here's Benjamin out of the arc. He's got a little alley to the rim. Great driving layup. Yes, Benjamin took it to the hole and banked it down. Anna needed that bucket. Rockets down five again, 19-14. A minute 20 gone here in the second quarter. Lessing 30 feet away against Luthman. Spin move, foul line extended right. Running one-hander block. Lessing gets it right back, blocked again. What a slam by Luthman. Hulskamp, three on two. It's Hulskamp right down the middle of the floor to the basket, up and good. 19-16. Anna, four straight points, now within three. Live ball turnover by the Jets. Wound up being 2 points for Anna at the other end. Johnson back cut, hit Kirtner on the go. Kirtner drives and loops it in off the glass.
Had an outstanding look and pass that time by Johnson.
Excellent assist. Three buckets for Kirtner in this game. Wyatt Benjamin into the forecourt. Chucks up a long three. It missed, no good. Rebound by Nate Frilling, up and in. Frilling, a weak side board in among the trees. Frilling at 6'2". He's got good hops. Fine rebound shot. Here is Fairlawn outside the arc, setting a screen to Marcus, plowing into him. Luthman foul. Anna, 21-18. Jets up three, 5:45 to go, second quarter. Kirtner sits down for the Jets. Very good first 11 minutes of this game for Kirtner.
Yeah, he's got eight of the 21.
Inbounding is Fairlawn. Josh Reck on the floor now, 6'3 junior. He fed it into the corner to Johnson. Johnson, top of the key, put the ball on the floor, lost it. Luthman steals, three on two. Here's a lob to the rim. Frilling tried to deal to a teammate. Luthman battled away. Fairlawn on the arc to Flesher, and Flesher's left open, and he drains a triple. And the fans on their feet, tied at 21. Timeout Jets, 5:24 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
What a ball game in progress right now. Excellent contest here at Fairlawn, tied at 21. We played 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the second quarter. Lessing and Johnson bring it up for Fairlawn. Nate Lessing met at midcourt by Luthman. Flips a pass left side to Johnson, guarded by Hulskamp. Anna has come out of the zone, right, Chuck?
Is it? Yeah, they've been playing man for a while.
Man-to-man defense now by the Rockets, who began the game employing a 2-3 zone look. Lessing 20 feet away, puts the ball on the deck, starts a drive, wheels into the lane, hand check by Anna, and a foul. 5:01 to go, second quarter, tied at 21.
Maloofman picked up his second, and Stevens is checking back in. He has two already himself.
Of the last 11 points in this game, Ann has notched 9 of them to rally from a 19-12 deficit to tie to 21. Way out on the right side, Hammond for Fairlawn. Gives it up in the middle of the floor to Lessing. Picked up by Hulskamp. Hulskamp played very good defense at the beginning of this month in Anna's win at home over Jackson Center. There's an errant pass by Fairlawn, which tried to zip it to the baseline. Good coverage by Anna. Ball went out of bounds against the Jets. Rockets can take the lead right now. Benzman, top of the circle, Hulskamp fires to Flesher in the post. He's got DeMarcus on him. Shoots over, short, no good. Rebound Hammond. Flesher's on his shoulder. And we've got the 1-1 now for the Fairlawn Jets. Team foul 7 on Anna. And that's number 2 on Flesher. Stevens has a couple.
Yeah, all 3 of the big guys have 2 now.
Ooh, Luthman, Stevens, Flesher, a pair each for Anna. And give Fairlawn credit. The Jets have attacked the rim in this game and have drawn 6 fouls on Anna's front line. But the Fairlawn Jets continue to misfire at the stripe. That shot by Hammond, a big 1-1, sails long. And the Jets commit a personal foul, a common one, on the rebound.
And they missed 3 in a row, including the front end of the 1-1 there.
Yep. 4:26 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn pressing. 4 players in backcourt, now 5. Ball fed into Frilling. Off to Hulskamp. Benzman, Hulskamp, Frilling. Stevens and Cathcart for Anna. Baseline left, it's Frilling. Drops a pass into the middle to Stevens. Jammed away by Fairlawn. Anna recovers. Benzman on the arc right side. High screen from Hulskamp. Dealt to Cathcart, 25 feet away. Deep left corner, Frilling. Thought about the 3, didn't let it go. 4 minutes to go, second quarter, tied at 21. Cathcart fakes left, goes right. Loops to Benzman, right corner. He jacks up a 3 ball. It hit the back brace. Caromed away to DeMarcus for the Fairlawn Jets. Quickly down the floor to Lessing. Lessing, baseline left, off balance, hanger, in and out, no good. Rebound by Anna, intercepted by Fairlawn. Lessing back the other way for an easy 2. And then the Rockets, in their haste, fired up the floor, out of bounds, right in front of us. 23-21 in favor of the Jets, 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Midcourt, inbounding, Wreck for Fairlawn, Wreck, Lessing. Logan DeMarcus, Nick Brodigan, Hammond on the floor. Right wing, Lessing, step back, triple in the air, missed it hard. Rebound is flicked away by Anna. DeMarcus had it momentarily. Cathcart for the Rockets, bolts down the floor. Baseline right, 8-footer in a crowd, missed it, but he's fouled. Hacked on the arm, Cathcart a couple free ones here for the green and white. Even Steven, Shelby County League game tonight. 23-21 Fairlawn, which won the first meeting by 3 at Anna. Expect this one to go right down to the final possession or 2. 2 foul shots, Cathcart, up and good.
I'm assuming double overtime. But
what can we do for an encore here tonight after last Friday's game here at the Jets gym? Cathcart connects twice at the free throw line for Anna to not the score once again at 23. Lessing in backcourt for Fairlawn. Dribbles up and over against Hulskamp. It's a high screen from DeMarcus. Now to Hammond, 25 feet away. Hammond back to Lessing, who looks at head coach Justin Tidwell. Near side pass to Marcus. Left corner, Wreck. Wreck dribble drive, foul line. Behind him to Nick Brodigan. Right wing, Lessing. Lessing on top. Stevens slides over in front. Might have been moving. It's ruled an offensive foul on Lessing. It could have gone either way. I thought it was a miscue by the official.
Moving sideways, took the ball, the charge on the side. It should have been a block. And a big call, because that would have been 3 on Stevens.
Exactly. Anna flips into play in backcourt. Frilling. Hands off to Hjulskamp. Picked up by Nick Brodigan. Wyatt Benjamin between the circles. 2:39 to go first half. High post right to Stevens. Hits a teammate on the back cut. It's Cathcart. It rolls off. No good. Rebound and a foul. Fairlawn. 1-1 Rockets. Carter Hjulskamp. Nope. Ruled in the act of shooting. He's got two. 2 minutes, 34 seconds left to be played. Second quarter. We're tied up at 23. Defenses have emerged here in the last 2 minutes or so. Each team's offense finding it difficult to get buckets. Foul shot, Hjulskamp. Yes, and Anna has edged in front, 24-23. Second free one, Hjulskamp in the air. Swish again. And the Anna Rockets are on target at the charity stripe.
5 for 5 compared to 0 for 3. There's a 2-point lead.
Yep. And one of those misses by Fairlawn, front end of the 1-1. Rockets up ahead now by 2 points, 25-23. Fairlawn Jets have scored just 4 points now in the last 7 minutes of this game. Here's Johnson outside the arc, high right. Gives it up to Lessing for the Jets. He looks inside to Luke Hickman, who's on the floor now for Fairlawn. The move in over the summer from Miami East, 6'4 sophomore. Lessing at midcourt. Jets try to spread out the Anna man-to-man D. Anna's been much more effective in the man than in the zone. Deep right corner, long jumper. It's not a three ball, it's a deuce. Pumped up and in. Boy, Kirtner red hot. He was straddling the arc. He buried it. Steal at midcourt, but Fairlawn taking it away from Anna. Johnson on the loose. Down the floor, left wing. Driving layup, yes. 4 quick wins for the Rockets. Hjulskamp back in a hurry for Anna. Look at him go to work on the inside. He banks it up and in. And we're tied right back up at 27. A shortage of field goals for a few minutes. And then in the span of 20 seconds, 3 of them. Including a long 2 by Kirtner, nearly a 3 for Fairlawn. He's got 4 field goals in this game. Here's Johnson, top of the key for Fairlawn. Trying to lob it down inside for a teammate, Hickman. He's not home, and it goes right out of bounds. Tied at 27, Anna with an opportunity for the lead. Frilling right wing, 25 feet out. Ball high overhead, cross court to Benjamin. Deep left corner, Stevens steps back, shoots the 3, air ball. Tracked down easily by Hammond. Up ahead to Johnson for Fairlawn. Starts a drive. Goes around the defender, Cathcart, who blocks it from the backside out of bounds. 47.7 left here in the second quarter. Even up at 27. 15-8 Anna so far in the second period after being down 7 at the end of 1. Baseline right, Kirtner to trigger for Fairlawn. He's had a very good game. Inbounds to Johnson. Foul strike below it. Down inside to Hickman. A good look from 6 feet. Blew it. No good. Hickman got the rebound. It bounces off. No good. Hjulskamp snares it for Anna. Jets miss chances that trip. 30 seconds to go. First half tied at 27. Benjamin to Stevens. Right side to Frilling. Looks for the cutter, Benjamin. High left to Cathcart. Here's a long bomb, a 3-pointer, no good. The Athletic, Hjulskamp skies and banks in the rebound. What a play by Hjulskamp. He's had a couple of fine hoops around the rim and 2 free throws to go with the field goals here in the second quarter. 6 seconds to go. Lessing, a foul line, Jay for the Jets. Swish on the shot by Lessing. 2 seconds left. There's the buzzer. Long 3 try. Hjulskamp off to the right. No good. First half ends on field goals by Hjulskamp of Anna, Lessing of Fairlawn. And guess what? Not a thing decided. 29-29. As Chuck, we said jokingly to some Fairlawn officials here at the scores table before the game about 30 minutes ago that we might as well start this game at 60-60 and begin the overtime right now. Well, guess what? It's 29-29 here at the half. Heck of a game here at Fairlawn tonight. Beautifully played, but both teams The club's matching baskets. Anna down seven on three occasions. Rallied to take a two-point lead late in that second quarter. The field goal by Lessing for the Fairlawn Jets beat the buzzer by a couple seconds. It was a 15-foot J. He swished it to knot up this contest at 29-29. Outstanding first half. And our report at the break is upcoming. Chuck standing by with all the stats and numbers. 29-29 tie. Anna Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Mackenzie Wells, a senior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fairlawn. 29-29 tie, the Jets and the Rockets. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, rebounding, 11-8 advantage. You would think maybe it might even be more than that. Four offensive rebounds. Fairlawn's got three. They both turned the ball over seven times in the first half. Fairlawn 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Anna made all five of theirs. Individual scoring. The Rockets have two that scored eight. Huleskamp scored eight all in the second quarter. Cody Flesher has eight. And they got five from Blake Stevens and two each from Luthman, Cathcart, Bensman, and Frilling. They scored 12 and 17, 29 in the first half. Fairlawn 14 from Nate Lessing and 10 from Cody Kirtner, who had a heck of a first half. Then they got three from DeMarcus and two from Keyshawn Johnson. They scored 19 and 10, tied at 29 at the half.
Where would the Fairlawn Jets be tonight, Chuck, without Cody Kirtner, huh?
Oh, yeah, he hit the two big threes that truly got Anna out of that zone and went man-to-man. And I'm not sure, sometimes you do things that are good, but it forced Anna to go play man, and I think their man was better than their zone.
Yeah, well said. 14 turnovers combined between the two teams. Not bad at all, really, when you consider the pace
right
of this game. If these two clubs wind up with a dozen, 13 turnovers, that's a well-played contest, given that these two teams are going up and down the floor pretty speedy-like when the opportunity does present itself. Anna with some foul trouble on the front line.
Well, all three of them, Stevens, Luthman, and Flesher, all have two.
Yep,
Stevens should have three. Poor call at midcourt on a charge call against Lessing.
Yep.
Or he would be saddled with three fouls here in the first half.
About 5 minutes away from the start of the second half of this game. We are tied at 29. Fairlawn, and Anna here at the Jets Gym. Our halftime report has been presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Tracy Francis of Sydney with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Audrey Francis, has dealt with a ton of injuries while playing for the Fairlawn Lady Jets. She's had an ankle, a knee, and a quad injury. We thought she might miss several games or even a big chunk of the season.
But not a chance, because Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine provided outstanding treatment for Audrey's persistent quadricep strain.
The quad injury kept recurring, but with treatment and special exercise program prepared by Wilson Sports Medicine trainer Melissa Noble, Audrey has pretty much licked the quad injury. It's darn near normal now.
A badly sprained ankle didn't keep Audrey off the court long either.
And that ankle injury was nasty. Audrey had to be helped off the floor. But with Melissa's fantastic care on the sideline, Audrey returned to the game one quarter later and helped her team to that big victory. All thanks to Wilson Sports Medicine.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small business. Adams Tech Solutions provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, virus spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adams Tech Solutions, reaching out to assist small businesses in the Upper Miami Valley. High-quality computer service on time. Adam Rice is prompt. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Time now for our LaCal Equipment Student Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, during which we highlight a couple cheerleaders from each school, presented by LaCal in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And being highlighted tonight for Fairlawn, cheerleader Sierra Driscoll, spelled C-I-E-R-A, Sierra Driscoll, a sophomore cheerleader, daughter of Bo and Christy, outstanding 3.7 GPA, active in track. She runs the 400, the 800, the 4x1 relay, plays volleyball, basketball, participates in Spanish Club and 4-H, just a sophomore, but she's thinking about Ohio U and sports medicine. For Anna, we spotlight senior cheerleader Kylie Kirtley, first name spelled C-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Kylie Kirtley, daughter of Mark and Jennifer, 3.6 GPA, plays volleyball, participates in Eco Warriors, FFA, FTA, and French Club. She'll study early childhood education at Wright State. Sierra Driscoll of Fairlawn, Kylie Kirtley of Anna, highlighted tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Fairlawn Jets, 3-4 in the Shelby County League, trying to pull within a game of Anna, which is 5-2. We're tied up at 29. Jets have the ball to start the third quarter of play. Hammond straight on top of the key, left side pass to Lessing. Hands it off on the play to Hammond. 29-29. early third quarter. Good high-low action. Drew Brodigan lobs it down inside to Lessing. He blew the shot. Rebound is stabbed right back to the foul stripe to Kirtner, who hits the 15-footer for his fifth bucket in this game. Wow, what a contest for Kirtner. 31-29 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. Kirtner dives for it. Lost it. Nearly got it back. Now it is loose. Tap from Drew Brodigan to Kirtner. Errant pass. Intercepted Anna. Throw right back to Lessing. Lessing in the lane. Right down the middle. Walk with the basketball.
Okay, everybody take a breath. Three turnovers in the first 48 seconds.
After we said a few minutes ago, it was a pretty well-played first half on the floor. 7:12 left in the third. We've had a frenzy of action in the first 48 seconds to go, or I should say in the first 48 seconds of the third quarter. And only one bucket to this point. Kirtner got it for Fairlawn. Well, you talk about supporting Nate Lessing. Kirtner's done just that. He's answered the call. 7 minutes left now, third quarter. Anna with the ball, 30 feet away, Benzman. Left side to Luthman. On top to Yulescamp. Right side pass to Benzman. Man-to-man defense by Fairlawn. High post Flesher. Drew Brodigan on him. Outside the arc on the left, Luthman. Against Hammond, goes baseline left, doesn't shoot. Double team. Bad pass for Yulescamp. Swipe by Drew Brodigan. Tied right back up by Anna. And the Rockets benefit from the arrow. 6:45 to go, third quarter.
Take the bonus
there. 31-29 in favor of Fairlawn. Ball inbounded to Luthman, left side of the floor. Zips a pass to Flesher outside the arc on the right to Stevens. Lessing on him. Near side to Luthman, deep left corner, Wyatt Benzman. Flashing through the middle is Flesher. The ball is fed to him. Defender on his back, Drew Brodigan. Foul. Fairlawn, Drew's third. And he'll sit down. Here comes Logan DeMarcus back in for the Jets. Drew Brodigan out. DeMarcus in. Here is Anna posting up a player in the paint. It's Luthman. Turnaround Jay from 12. Short. No good. Rebound punched out to Anna. Rockets restart. 6:18 left. Third quarter. 31-29 Fairlawn. Luthman 25 feet away. Top of the circle to Yulescamp. Yulescamp tries to weave down the lane. Hammond gets an arm in, pries the ball loose, but yanked on the wrist of the Anna ball handler. Foul, Jets.
Yeah, Nick Brodigan stuck a hand in that time, grabbed an arm.
Personal on Nick, his second. Inbounding baseline left to Luthman. Oh, what an adept drive by Kane Luthman. He tight-roped the boundary, went below the backboard, reached up and around, and flipped it in off the glass. What a play by Luthman to tie the game at 31. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Circling out on top is Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn. He's got a little bit of a lane right down the alley. Left it short. No good. Stevens yanks it off the glass for Anna. Backcourt to Yulescamp. Fires a pass to Luthman. Starts a drive on Hammond. Pulls up in the corner to Stevens. Poked away out of bounds off Hammond. Even up at 31. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Inbounding right in front of the spectators across the way is Stevens for Anna. Rushi boys team idle tonight. A lot of Rushi folks in the crowd here at this game this evening. Outside the arc on the right, Stevens. Foul line to Flesher. Good move. Fake right, went left. Jumper off the flange. Rebound. Yes. Flesher. Foul. Fairlawn. Chance for a plus one. Flesher going to work on the glass. 33-31 Anna. And that is the kind of offensive work down inside we have expected from the Rockets throughout this game. Shot by Flesher. Up and through. Anna hasn't missed a shot at the stripe.
They have not. And Fairlawn hadn't made one.
That is a huge difference to this point. 34-31, Anna up three. Nick Brodigan head of the key. On a weave to Kirtner. Kirtner throws near side to Lessing. Knocked away, goes into backcourt. Hit by Yulescamp. Deep three, right side of the floor. Kirtner left open. Scattered court. Missed it. It rolled off. And Anna pull down the board. It comes to Yilskamp. Zips the ball left corner. Here's a deep three by Stevens. In and out, no good. Benzman tip back. In and out, no good. Jets have got it. Long 60-foot pass thrown down to Kirtner. Too far. Knocked away. Stevens has it. Intercepted, but Fairlawn loose in the corner. And DeMarcus comes away with it. Ball thrown to the backside of Nick Brodigan in backcourt. Again, frenetic play at the moment. Timeout, Jets.
Good timeout.
Both teams in too much of a hurry at the moment. Anna, though, has overtaken Fairlawn 34-31. Midway through the third, Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, Chuck, we're receiving texts from South Carolina and Florida at the moment, including one from Jeff Bray down at Myrtle Beach. He says, hello, great broadcast, guys. Good job on the web tonight. He informs us that Dayton defeated George Washington 77-70.
Poor George, he didn't get much help.
Did a pretty good job, though, winning enough votes to be the first president. There's a long pass down to Yilskamp for Anna, which steals. Good play with the Rockets in the half court as Anna swiped it away from Fairlawn. Anna had a breakaway momentarily. Now the Rockets reset into the post to Luthman. Anna up three. Ball thrown around the top of the circle to Yilskamp. Yilskamp spots up, shoots the three. Deflected by Nick Brodigan to Lessing. Lessing right between two Anna defenders. He split them. Missed the scooper. But a foul by Anna. Lessing's got a couple at the stripe. And Fairlawn needs to connect at the free throw line here for the first time tonight.
Well, and this is the first time that Lessing has gone to the free throw line, which means Anna's doing a good job of defending him without fouling him.
Free throw by Nate Lessing, and he pours it in. 34-32, Anna up two. Anna's got Benzman, Stevens, Luthman, Frilling, and Flesher on the floor. Fairlawn, after substituting now, has DeMarcus, Johnson, Hammond, Lessing, and the fifth player in the lane on the left side is Josh Reck. Reck on the court, 6'3 lad. Second shot by Nate Lessing, up and in. Anna's lead shrivels to one, 34-33, 3:20 left to go in the third quarter. Anna with the ball left side of the floor. It's entered by Benzman to Stevens, shaken loose by Fairlawn. It goes to Johnson, a one-hand pass down the court, intercepted by Anna. Johnson steals it back, reverse layup, no good. And the rebound is slapped out of bounds by the Jets. Well, wow. After a good first two quarters by both teams taking care of the ball, Chuck, it's not being valued nearly as well here in the third.
No, they're playing at too high of a pace, and I know it's a close game, but they just need to calm down and go back to playing basketball.
Tell you what, the first club to get a 6 or 8 point streak will be in business. 3:11 to go, third quarter, 34-33, Anna. Fairlawn won the first meeting, knocking off the Rockets, week two of the first round by three. Anna trying to return the favor here at Fairlawn, where the Jets have lost three home games in the Shelby County League. Far left wing, it's Frilling for Anna. Between the circles to Flesher, left side pass to Yilskamp. He's picked up by Nick Brodigan. On top it goes to Stevens. Bounce pass, right corner Yilskamp. Fakes left, goes right, defensive foul. Jets did not shift the feet in time. 2:46 remaining here in the third quarter.
The scoreboard says they're in the bonus, but I don't think they are on four fouls.
No. No, unless it's four times two. In batting right of the rim, it is Stevens to Flesher in the corner. On top to Frilling, guarded by Johnson. Pass goes through the legs of Luthman. Diving in the corner is Hammond. Hammond saves it inbounds off Luthman. It goes to the boundary, out of play. Jets ball.
I'll tell you what, Luthman got away with a two-hand shove in the back that time.
Haven't seen Ann and Furlong play football yet. 2.5 left to go in the third quarter. 34-33 Anna. Lessing outside the arc on the left for the Jets. Gives it up to Rett. Deep right corner to Johnson. Johnson swerves into the top of the key. Makes a bad pass for Hammond. Broken up by Stevens. Gotten back by Lessing. Jumps. Shoots the 18-footer. Around and out. No good. Rebound is pulled down off the glass by Stevens of Anna, which is still up one. Just over two to play. Third quarter. Frilling lobs into Flesher. Goes to work on DeMarcus, doesn't shoot. Top of the key, Yuleskamp. He's short on the three ball, pulled the string. Rebound right corner, flipped out of bounds off Hammond. Far right side of the court, set to throw in Luthman for the Rockets, who are up 1 point, 34-33. Luthman to Stevens, tipped away out of bounds off Lessing of Fairlawn. Inbounding Luthman to Yuleskamp, 25 feet away, checked out there by Reck. Fakes left, goes right, into the post to Flesher. Turnaround, fade away, 14-footer, swish, he's got it. Good-looking jumper, but Flesher. It's 6-6. He towers over everybody on the floor. 3-point lead, Anna. Deep in the right corner, Reck. Reck goes to the post to Lessing. Lessing mid-range, 12 feet away. Maneuvers, let's see, offensive foul, fair one.
Yeah, they said that Lessing hooked him before he could get the ball.
And Nate not pleased with the foul. He didn't like it. Uh-oh, Anna careless in backcourt. And the exchange, Stevens to Yuleskamp is muffed. It's out of bounds to the Jets.
That's just a mental mistake right there.
Minute 36 to go, third quarter. Reck inbounding for Fairlawn. Ball high overhead. Airmails in for Lessing. Tipped away by Frilling. Off to Stevens. Back to Frilling. Picked off by Hammond. Then a foul. The Jets reached in, grabbed the arm of the Anna player to shake it loose. Common foul. Jets, and that's number six.
Now they can actually have the bonus up on the scoreboard.
Yes, Anna's committed just one here in the third quarter. Minute 28 to go, third period. 3-point lead, Anna. Ball lobbed out inside to Flesher. He goes to work right in front. 7-footer, missed it off the flange. Rebound Jets, lead out, down the floor to Lessing. Look at him go, steers his way to the rim. High off the glass, no good. Rebound Frilling, 2-on-2 break, pulls up. Loops it to Stevens, over his head, and it goes out of bounds. Careless play, both clubs here in the third period after a superb first-half floor game each way. A minute 7 to go, third quarter. Anna's lead is 3. Rockets defense has been excellent since the end of the first quarter. Only 14 points by Fairlawn in the last 15 minutes of this game. Nearly spanning two periods. The Jets have amassed just 14 points. Johnson 30 feet away, hounded by Luthman. Anna coaches want to walk, no call. Here's Hammond, top of the key, drives down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, short. Rebound, Yuleskamp, 3-on-2. Yuleskamp deals Benzman, stops and pops a 10-footer, short, no good, but he's nicked on the wrist. A Jet player tagged him. Two shots for Benzman with 35.9 to go in the third quarter, and Anna ahead by 3.
The Jets have the wrong people shooting the basketball at this point in the game.
How many for Lessing,
Chuck? Just 16, but only 2 free throws here in the second half.
Been pretty silent in the third quarter. Credit the Anna defense.
Well, Yuleskamp did a nice job. He scored 24 points in the first game, but I thought he did a nice job on him.
Benzman missed the first free throw, and his second one is strong. And Fairlawn's got the board. It comes down to Lessing. He walks it to the timeline.
Well, they can't take advantage. They've done a great job defensively, but they haven't scored enough to pull away.
Well, you're so right. Here's Lessing dribbling. He darts into the top of the key. Whistle blows down to the baseline. What do we have? Foul away from the action against the Anna Rockets.
It's Flesher. That's his third.
And Cody's got three now. And he's one man on the inside. Fairlawn cannot guard. Ball inbounded, high right to Reck. Reck with a good look from 17. Short, no good. Barely drew iron. Rebound below the basket. Gilskamp tries to save. Can't do it. Out of bounds to the Jets. 18.9 to go, third quarter.
Where the scoring has been done in spurts by both teams tonight.
Yeah, yes, indeed. That's for certain. Inbounds pass, Jets. Intercepted by Frilling to Luthman to Benzman. Driving around Reck, up and in. What a play by Benzman on the finish. Rockets up five. Biggest lead for Anna. 11 seconds to go, third quarter. 35 feet out, Lessing double teamed. Spins off balance jumper, 14 footer. Hammered by two men. Pick your Anna player. It looked like each one hacked Lessing, who with 5.2 threw up a very unorthodox shot. But he had two Rockets hovering over him. Lessing is awarded a pair. First foul shot, swish. 38-34 in favor of Anna, which had a 5-point lead seconds ago. 5.2 to go, third quarter. Second shot, Lessing. Got it again. Anna's got to go. Token pressure by Reck. Inbounds to Gilskamp. Midcourt with four. Top of the key with three. 25-footer, Gilskamp. Good! Good! Gilskamp rifles in a bomb. Anna will take it. A big lift for the Rockets at the end of the third quarter as Gilskamp drains a three-pointer. 41-35, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn. Oh, what a boost for the Anna Rockets.
What incredibly poor defense by Fairlawn to allow him to get Gilskamp to get all the way down to the top of the key in 5 seconds and shoot an uncontested three-pointer.
We start playing the fourth. Hammond's got to look straight away for Fairlawn. As he goes airborne on a long triple try. Didn't catch iron, though, on the first shot of the fourth quarter. It bounded off the court of play, and now six players in backcourt. Fairlawn puts on the heat. It goes into Stevens, back to Frilling. Rockets enjoy their biggest spread of this game, 41-35. Here's Gilskamp outside the arc on the left, dribbling. Overplay near side, pass to Stevens. Stevens zips around Lessing. DeMarcus gets in his path. Shot by Stevens. Good. A 10-footer. Big field goal by Stevens. Now Anna tries to pull away. Up by 8. 43-35. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Hammond, top of the circle. Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn. Nick starts to drive down the left side of the lane. To Hammond in the left corner. Hammond, ball high overhead to Lessing, mid-post. Little turnaround, 6-footer, hits it. He was guarded by two players. He skied over Stevens and poured it in.
Well, it's Nate Lessing time, but Fairlawn wants to have a chance to be in this game at the end.
Indeed it is. Big bucket by Lessing. Anna's 8-point lead now, 6. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Stevens to Flesher, top of the circle, left side Gilskamp. Nick Brodigan on him. Stevens head of the key, good head fake. Shook Hammond free, and then a long fadeaway by Stevens. Bad shot, missed it hard. Fairlawn the other way, 2-on-1 break. Blocked down at the far end by Flesher and Stevens. Then the ball is thrown down the floor by Anna. It is a driving layup. Good, a fine pass on the play Hulskamp hit the trailer, Stevens, and it's an 8-point game again. 45-37, Fairlawn wanted a goaltend, no call.
I don't think it was.
And here's a 5-second call on Fairlawn. Lessing dribbling near midcourt while looking at the bench for instructions. And the official, two to the whistle, signaled five.
Well, you saw the count was on. I don't think he was within guarding distance, but as a player, you got to see that he's got the count on.
Yeah, sure.
Four assistants down there. Somebody's got to let him know.
Righto. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Anna, a chance to go up at 10. 45-37 Rockets. Stevens roaming free out front. 17 fouls on Fairlawn. Rockets into 1-1. Ahead by 8 points. Frilling far side of the floor. Looks at head coach Nate Barhorst. Timeout Rockets. 5:52 to go. Anna up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Well, in the last 19 minutes of this game, the Fairlawn Jets have been held in check to only 16 points. Fairlawn had 19 after one quarter, only 16 cents. 5:50 to go in the game. Anna ahead by 8 with the ball. Foul line, Hulskamp. He's in a mess. He digs the ball off the floor, finds Stevens low on the right, and he lays it in. Fairlawn double team, triple team. The ball handler for Anna, who found the open player eventually, and the lead is 10. 10-point deficit facing Fairlawn. Jets have got the ball 30 feet away. It's Kirtner. Kirtner to Nick Brodigam outside the arc. Kirtner straight away to Nick. 47-37 Anna. 5:16 to go in the fourth. Ball fed right corner. Kirtner, long step back three. Missed everything. Weak side rebound, though, Drew Brodigam for Anna, and he draws a foul on Flesher. How many, Chuck?
I think if that's on Flesher, that's his fourth.
Yep, you're correct. 5:08 to go in this game. Substitution, Anna Benzman gets set to come on the court. Drew Brodigam, a couple of big free throws. He's got it. 47-38. In favor of Anna. Just over 5 to play in the game. Second free throw for Drew Brodigam. Inside post player, Fairlawn Jets. Short, no good. Rebound collected, though, in the lane by Nick Brodigam. Threw it out to Kirtner. Almost over and back Fairlawn, but Kirtner salvaged the possession.
Well, the official said the ball was tipped. He looked down here because he did put a toe on the line.
Hammond to Drew Brodigam. Big possession, Fairlawn. And the ball is poked out of bounds in the corner. Luthman heads up play. 4:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. 47-38, Anna by 9 over the Fairlawn Jets. Rockets with superb defense since the end of the first quarter of this game. Lessing's got it 25 feet away for the Jets. High screen from Drew Brodigam. Then Stevens slides over to catch him. Good defense, Anna. Deep right corner. Nick Brodigam drives below the rim. Goes opposite to Lessing. Baseline J from 10 feet short. Rebound on the deck. Drew Brodigam fell down. Lessing got the loose ball and missed a triple straight away. Rebound left corner. Anna can't reel it in. Out of bounds, Jets, yet another try. 4:22 to go in the fourth. Anna still benign. Jets need a goal here in the worst way. Lesson gets a high screen from Drew Broadhaven. Again, Steven slides over. Good switch off by Anna's defense. Here is Nick Broadhaven, top of the circle, down the right side of the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk against Benzman. Missed the jumper, but got the rebound. Threw it to Hammond. Shake and bake, moving the paint. 15-foot turnaround. In and out, no good. Rebound Lessing, and he's pounded on the back shoulder. Two free throws, Lessing. Mighty lengthy possession for Fairlawn, Chuck. It spanned a minute plus. And the Jets finally are rewarded with two free throws. Shot by Lessing is good. 47-39. Anna in the lead by eight. Hammond out. Keyshawn Johnson in for Fairlawn.
Well, we talked about Hammond's needing to be maybe around 10 or 12 points. He has not scored.
Hadn't done it. He was silent against Rushi as well. Second free throw, good by Lessing. Three straight points by the Jets, who are within seven. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Kirtner, though, has picked up the slack for the Fairlawn Jets. He's got five field goals in this game. Left side throw, frilling for Anna. One-on-one situation for the Rockets. Here's a foul line. Jay Baloop, but left open. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound, Anna. Hilskamp, deep three, left corner, no. Thought about it, gave it up. Left one on the drive, running Banker. In, out, no good. Hung on the iron. Rebound Lessing, three on two. Lessing down the middle, up and over the lip of the rim. Five-point game. Great play by Lessing. He would not be denied. 47-42, Anna. 3:07 to go, fourth quarter. Hilskamp, midcourt. Picked up by Nick Brodigan. Left side, Stevens. 35 feet out, between the rings to Frilling. Right side throw, Luthman. Fakes right, goes left against Drew Brodigan. And a slide over by Drew is late. Defensive foul, 1-1 for Anna. 2:53 to go in this game. 47-42, Anna. Five straight points by the Jets to cut Anna's 10-point cushion in half. Josh Reck on the floor now for Drew Brodigan for the Fairlawn Jets. Lessing, Nick Brodigan, Reck, Kirtner, Keyshawn Johnson, the pressing defense, small lineup for Fairlawn. 1-1, no good by Anna. Long heave down the floor to Kirtner. Reverse layup, missed it. And Anna's got the board. That would have cut it to three.
You made that shot a lot tougher than it had to be.
You're right, Chuck. Here's Frilling, right side for Anna. Outside to Luthman, to Flesher. Over guarding Lessing, who undressed him. Clearly a foul. 2:33 to go. Anna still up five. Rockets haven't made a point in 2 minutes. But enjoyed a 10-point lead better than 2 minutes ago. It's now five, 1-1 Flesher, and he drills it. Big shot at the stripe by the 6'6 Cody Flesher. 48-42 in favor of Anna.
They had no choice but to put Flesher back in the game with those four fouls because they had their lead cut in half while he sat over here.
Second free throw by Flesher. Swish again. 49-42. Anna had the seven. 2.5 to go, as you said, Chuck. It continues to be Nate Lessing time for the Fairlawn Jets. Lessing's got the ball top of the circle, picked up by Hilskamp. Near side to Johnson. Coming out is Hickman to get it. Flesher on him. 2:14 to go. Hickman wanted to throw a pass back cut, but the player wasn't there. Gave it up to Keyshawn Johnson in the right corner. Johnson to Lessing, back to Johnson. Johnson 25 feet away. Added center court to Nick. Nick back to Keyshawn. 2 minutes to go. Keyshawn Johnson through the top of the key to Lessing. Superb defense by Anna. Lessing fakes right, goes left. Fall away, 15-footer in the lane. Hit the rim once, twice, three times. No good. Rebound jerked off the glass by Stevens. Up the floor, pinned on the sideline and fouled. Hickman or Kirtner got him. Critical possession right there for the Fairlawn Jets. Lessing got a shot, Chuck, below the foul stripe, but he was heavily harassed by two or three Anna defenders. Shot had an opportunity to go in. It bounced on the iron a few times, at least three, and fell off. And Anna skied for the board. Luthman, double bonus, no good. It bounced around and fell to the hardwood. Second shot to Luthman. He's got it. And Anna gets a timeout, leading by eight with a minute 44 to go, 50-42 in favor of the green and white. Say, for those of you who have not heard of Brookins, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskins squads. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com.
I wish we were closer.
Well, we're at the opposite end of the county.
No doubt about it. I'll get there.
And Brookins up in the northwest corner of the county, Fairlawn High School in the southeastern part of Shelby County. And we're enjoying great basketball tonight. Shelby County League boys action, a minute 28 to go. Fairlawn's got to make up 8 points. Here's a back cut to Lessing. Oh, it's a beautiful feed. It's caught on the run. Driving layup, Kirtner is good. And the Jets get a timeout with a minute 22 to go. 6 point lead in favor of the Anna Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
It is 50-44, Anna, a minute 22 to go. Under 90 seconds left here in the fourth quarter of this game. Anna inbounding in backcourt, racing up the right side. Uleskamp on the dead run, double team. Johnson nearly steals. Uleskamp tries to get a timeout. Head coach Nate Barhorst does. It's still Anna ball. Fairlawn bench wanted a jump. Anna, I think,
wanted a foul.
Yes. Jets wanted a jump or a foul. That would have been better for Fairlawn's cause. Had we gone to the arrow, it would have been Anna possession, but Anna did get a timeout. I didn't check the scoreboard clock, Chuck.
About a minute 30 right in that area.
Yeah, I think it was, what, a minute 22, though, when they threw it in.
Okay, well, then probably not going the other direction, so maybe less than that.
Minute 10, minute 15 to go in the game as the scoreboard clock will reset momentarily. 6 point lead, Anna. 50-44.
114.
114 to go. Flesher on the far side will inbound for the Rockets. Flesher, Luthman, Uleskamp, Stevens, Frilling, Anna inbounding. Handed onto the court of play to Uleskamp. Two players jump at him. Collision. Kirkner on the foul for the Fairlawn Jets. He has had a sparkling game tonight for Fairlawn. Cody Kirkner has been very good at both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. Right now, though, Fairlawn on the short end, 50-44. Double bonus, Huelskamp and a Rockets. It is short, no good. Looking back, Chuck, if Anna holds on to win this game, Huelskamp may have made the biggest shot of the night, the three-pointer to end the third quarter, and he stretched the lead to six at that time.
He's had a terrific game, and he's just like he always does. On the floor defensively, a monster.
Huelskamp makes one of two at the stripe. It's a seven-point game. Here's Johnson blitzing his way down the floor for the Fairlawn Jets. He busts into the corner, goes baseline. He's fouled by Anna with 1:05 to go. Common foul, though. Only five on Anna.
I think it was a six. They're really slow on putting it up on the scoreboard.
You're right. There it is, number six. Fairlawn Jets into 1-1 now. Good entry pass inside to Lessing. He wheels and deals. Goes up and under. No, but he's tagged on the arm. Two shots for Lessing. 1:03 to go. Fairlawn doing the right thing, attempting to get to the stripe and make points while the clock is halted.
Well, and I talked before the game how I thought Nate was going to have a little more trouble with the length of Anna, and he's getting to the free throw line, but he's not making shots that he normally makes in that lane.
Oh, you're right. He has been checked out very nicely in the paint. Anna's been face guarding him with taller players as Lessing goes up to make the jumper. Both free throws by Lessing. Good. 51-46. Anna by five. Rockets not out of the woods yet. 53 seconds to go in the game. Here's Flesher, near side of the floor, right in front of the Rockets bench, being hounded and fouled. Couple of free throws for Flesher as Fairlawn continues to test Anna's ability to shoot from the charity stripe in the last moment of this game.
Well, Flesher got away with moving both feet that time. He did get fouled afterwards.
And he does have a tendency to do that. If you look at him down low in the paint, he does inch both feet a little bit before positioning to shoot. Flesher, first free throw, dead center. Second one is perfect. 53-46 in favor of Anna. Here's Lessing on the drive. Down the lane, running one-hander, hooked it up and in. And he's fouled by Anna. It's a five-point game. Lessing to the rescue for the Fairlawn Jets. Boy, that was a beautiful play.
He's got 28.
He might have been one of only a few players in the region, Chuck, who could have made that shot right there. Looked like he was fended off the glass by a couple of taller Rockets. Banked it in, made the free throw. Four-point game. Quickly, Anna down the court. Luthman to Flesher. Flesher's free. He's caught from behind and fouled.
And an excellent choice that time. Flesher could have taken it to the basket. Would have been semi-contested. Turned it back out. They don't need anything now. They need to score from the free throw line.
40.7 to go. The last couple minutes of this game taking an eternity. Four-point lead, Anna. Flesher, double bonus. Missed it. He rimmed it in and out.
That's his first miss from the free throw line tonight. He was 6-for-6.
Anna has shot fouls very well in this contest. Second one by Flesher for a five-point bulge. He's got it. 54-49. Anna leads. 37 seconds to go. Lessing up the floor. On the arc to Nick Brodigam. In the lane. Running one-hander. He buries it. What a play by Nick Brodigam. And a timeout is called by Fairlawn with 31.1 to go. The Jets continue to apply the pressure on the Anna Rockets, who are up only 3.5 minutes remaining. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Parker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years now, Parker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Parker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Parker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, it's Parker Insurance, number one in the region. Phone 937-492-1857. That's Parker Insurance, 492-1857. Tell Denny Barker you heard all about Scores Broadcast, or you tell him you heard all about Barker on scoresbroadcast.com. And you might hear about Scores Broadcast inside
when Barker. You go to Barker. So it works out both ways.
31.1 to go. Full court pressure by Fairlawn. And up three. gets inbounded to Fletcher. Give and go down the middle of the floor to Luthman. Double team, triple team, stolen by Johnson. Johnson out in front, lays it up and in. 1 point game. 1 point game. Oh, what a theft. Outstanding piece of thievery at midcourt. The quick hands, Keyshawn Johnson, as he pickpocketed the Anna Rockets, sped the other direction for the driving layup. Quickly, the Jets got a timeout.
Well, Luthman thought he was going to get fouled, so he quit protecting the basketball because he knew they were going to come fouling, and Johnson stole it instead.
Exactly right, Chuck. You nailed it right on the head. And again, the scoreboard clock is counting down from 40. And it'll reset momentarily. I think we're down to, what, about 20 seconds to go in the game?
Well, I'm a poor guesser. It's got to be close to that.
54-53. Anna up by just one. Whew. This one's going right down to the wire. It seems like every Fairlawn Jets home game in the Shelby County League has been a cliffhanger.
Well, I'll tell you, the pressure's back on now because before with a three-point lead, you stand up there and shoot two free throws. Now you're up one.
Anna Rockets possession far end of the floor. Eight players in backcourt, 20.5 to go. Anna up one. Oh, what a piece of pickpocket defense by Keyshawn Johnson. Seconds ago by the Fairlawn Jets. The ball is thrown in bounds to Stevens. He storms up the right side of the floor. Gives it to Frilling in the corner. Is it a jump? Is it a foul? Oh, it's Anna's possession. No foul call on Fairlawn. Anna Rockets get the arrow, fortunately. 14 ticks left on the scoreboard clock. 1 point lead, Anna. Rockets trying to survive. Nick Brodigan went to the referee, tried to grab the ball to throw it in.
It would have been another steal.
Yeah, green and white basketball here. Far side, Luthman into Stevens. Stevens grabbed by two players. Lessing might have gotten the personal foul with 12.8 remaining. And now the Anna Rockets are on the hot seat. Up one, that's the good thing. But Anna needs free throws. A made pair here would still allow Fairlawn to tie with a drained three ball.
And Stevens hasn't been there tonight. And on the other side, that was fourth foul on Lessing.
And the free throw by Stevens with Anna up one is no good. It's too hard. 54-53, Anna. 12.8 remaining. Shot to Stevens. Yes. Two-point lead. Rockets. Here come the Jets. Lessing. Lessing over the timeline. Dribble drive to the rim. Throws it up there. No good. Rebound to Marcus. Block. Frilling comes away with it for Anna. Frilling up the floor into the scorer's table. Fouled by Fairlawn with 1.2 to go. Lessing had a running one-hander. It hit the rim. He was well guarded. He left the floor about 12 feet from the basket. Flipped it high in the air. It bounded around. The Fairlawn Jets got a fallaway rebound shot in the paint. It was crammed, and away went Anna. Out of trouble the other direction. 1.2 to go. Frilling with the double bonus. 55-53, Anna. The shot by Frilling. Got it. 56-53 in favor of the Anna Rockets. My, oh, my, has life been tough on the Fairlawn Jets here at the Jets gym this season in Shelby County League play. Second one by Frilling is good, and that puts it out of reach. Inbounded by Fairlawn to midcourt to Lessing. Intercepted by Frilling, and it's all over. The Anna Rockets stave off a valiant effort by the Fairlawn Jets. Anna wins it by four, 57-53. Just a point different from the Jackson Center Tigers win here in double overtime a few weeks ago, 57-54. Well, Fairlawn has lost at home in the league to Fort Laramie by 9, to Jackson Center, double overtime by 3, Rushi, double overtime by 2, and tonight, the winner, Anna, over the Jets here at Fairlawn by 4, 57-53, in another fine contest presented to you via webcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, what a game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, these anchors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years ago a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Final score on the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Anna 57, Fairlawn Jets 53. Chuck, how did Anna get it done?
Well, that is a snake bit basketball team here, the Fairlawn Jets.
Yep.
But Anna got it done by pulling away and getting that 10-point lead, and then made some free throws down the stretch. They were 10 of 15 in the fourth quarter, but Flesher made 5 out of 6. And they did he had 29 points, but I thought they did a pretty good job on Lessing. There again, that just shows you how good the young man is.
Oh, yeah, he was harassed by 2 and 3 players. Anna did a great job switching out high on him. Ball screen would get set, and lo and behold, Lessing would have another man in his face that.
Yeah, they hedged him and forced him away from the basket. He loves to get to the rim, and he did get to the rim a lot. You know, Anna did a good job, and that's a good basketball team. Anna, I keep saying it, but I believe that they're the most talented team in the league.
Lessing had a number of shots driving toward the basket, but on many of those, Chuck, I don't think he saw the rim very well because he was guarded by taller players.
Well, I called that before the game that he, when he got into the lane, he was going to be going up over 2 and 3 guys that had all kinds of length, and they did a nice job on him. I mean, again, he had 29 points, so it's hard to say that they did a great job on him, but he had 29. Kirtner had 14, 10 in the first half, and other than that, they didn't have anybody with more than 4. And that's what hurt them tonight. On the other side, Anna was very balanced. They had 18 from Flesher, and they got 12 each from Stevens and Huelskamp. And looking at the Clancy's player of the game for Anna, he wasn't their leading scorer, but Carter Huelskamp, with his 12 points and his defensive effort and his just hustle all over the floor. And on the other side, I know everybody from Fairlawn, they never get a chance to eat at Clancy's, but how do you not give it to Nate Lessing? So Nate Lessing and Carter Huelskamp are our Clancy's players of the game.
Chuck, to put it into perspective, 29 for Lessing, that's a couple points above his per-game average, but yet it's about 4 or 5 below his average for the last 3 weeks. He's been hitting at 34 per game, if you look at it from that angle. Anna limited him to 5 points below that 34. Fairlawn got a big 14 from Cody Kirtner. The Jets needed one more offensive player to step up. Didn't get it.
Well, Hammonds didn't score. Hickman didn't score. Reck didn't score. So, there. And Brodigan had 2 right there in the fourth quarter. Keyshawn Johnson had 4 points, and he had one heck of a great steal that got him right back in the game, but it wasn't enough.
7 scored for Anna, 3 in doubles. Carter Huelskamp with 12, Nate Lessing for 29. Our Clancy's stars of the game, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Anna Rockets, by virtue of the victory tonight, advanced to 6-2 in the Shelby County League, 9-5 overall. We've got Anna tomorrow night. We see the boys in action again at home against Minster. Should be a very good game. A tip-off at 8 on the web at 7:40 tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Minster tomorrow evening.
Anna needs to play well on a Saturday night in a non-league game because that's not been their strength this year.
No, it's been a bugaboo. Did lose last Saturday at home to St. Henry. Rockets try to make it a two-game sweep this weekend against Minster tomorrow night. Fairlawn with the loss this evening. A real tough one, a heartbreaker, as the Jets continue to lose cliffhangers here at home. Fairlawn now 3-5. In the Shelby County League, 7-6 overall. It has clearly now become a three-team race in the Shelby County League. The Jackson Center was playing Houston at home tonight. Arushi was idle. The Jackson Center win would lift the Tigers to 7-1 in the league. Arushi is at 6-1. Arushi home tomorrow night to Triad in a non-league tilt. Anna now 6-2. So you've got three teams bunched at the top. Jackson Center, a half-game lead over Rushi, and a one-game lead over Anna.
We thought when the season started that it was going to be, you know, a three-team race, and we thought four because we had Fairlawn in there. A bounce either direction, and they could be right at the top of this thing.
Exactly. So. You're right. Just a few possessions away from having a winning record clearly in the county is Fairlawn, but the Jets simply have not gotten the breaks. As I mentioned, Anna at home tomorrow night against Minster. And Fairlawn right back in action tomorrow evening here at the Jets gym against Riverside. Give Fairlawn a lot of credit, Chuck. The Jets have not hung their head despite close loss after close loss. They have come out and played extremely hard for head coach Justin Tidwell.
Well, nobody, when they get ready for the Piqua sectional draw, there is nobody in that room that's going to say, gee, I hope I get Fairlawn.
Right about that. And Nate Barhorse and the Rockets did everything they needed to do to thwart the comeback bid from the Jets late in this game tonight, although Fairlawn made it mighty, mighty close, almost too close for comfort for Anna.
Well, and that's kind of what's happening to Fairlawn. They get behind, yeah. They come back, they expend all that energy. This time they couldn't get it into overtime, but they got to quit having those little lulls where they fall behind in the third quarter and fourth quarter.
Don't forget now, tomorrow we have a girls' webcast for you. The tip-off is at 1, not the normal 2:30 start time, but at 1. We're on the air at 12:40 tomorrow afternoon from Rushi as Miami East comes to town. Good Division III girls team against the fast-improving Division IV Lady Raiders. It's a non-league game for both schools. Should be an evenly played contest. We expect that game to go right down to the wire. Rushi hosting Miami East tomorrow. Tip-off at 1. Hear it right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip-off, Minster at Anna on the web at 7:40. And Monday night, Martin Luther King Day night, 7:30 tip, webcast time 7:10, Fort Loramie Girls at Minster. in the rescheduled game from this past Tuesday when we had the bad weather?
Well, we're going to get a look because Fort Laramie is continuing to win, but they're not winning by much, and they're not winning the way they should. And we're going to get a good look to see how they fare against a very, very good Minster team.
Yep, so in the next 3 days, we've got three big games for you here on Scores Broadcast. So many thanks tonight to Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Thanks very much to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fairlawn. Once more, the final score, the Anna Rockets 57, the Fairlawn Jets 53.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.